ask you, the radio station UVB76, what is it exactly? Because people have nicknamed the station the Russian buzzer station.
The truth is, if you ask about what the station is, then this is pretty clear. It's a shortwave radio transmitter somewhere, it seems, somewhere near Moscow, somewhere about 50 kilometers from Moscow. And it seems to be pretty ordinary shortwave station, in a sense that it doesn't transmit too loud, it doesn't transmit too strange, it is just a supposedly a 10 kilowatt shortwave transmitter transmitting on 4.625 megahertz. Now that's where the ordinarities end, because it has two characters why people have sort of become fond of it and then why it's growing more and more popular. The first is that the content it's transmitting is weird is not the right word, but it transmits a constant buzzing sound, which is repeated about, I can't exactly say, but maybe 20 times a minute or something mm-hmm. like that. And it's just a buzzing, and it has been a buzzing for a year or even more, when all of a sudden there will be a short voice messages, which are written in Russian and quite cryptic. So the content itself is one thing. The other thing is that it has been transmitting nearly 30 years non-stop. And that's making it a little bit special, because for something which is, in a first glance, not so meaningful signal, to keep it on the air throughout all the power shifts in Russia, throughout all the political changes and everything, just continuously for 30 years, means that it has some sense for the guys running it.
So then even in the days like before the collapse of the Berlin Wall, before the changes in the Soviet Union to now what it is, Russia, the station has continuously nonstop been there.
Well, at least this is what everybody is reporting. There are different sources. One say that it is transmitting as long as since 78. There are some sources that say 82, some say 80, but it seems that it's certainly somewhere around the 80s when it started. And there have been a group of people who have been monitoring it for several years, and they've been catching it pretty quickly if something strange is going on. So they have reported only like one or two occasions when it has stopped. Mm-hmm. So it is a little bit too well maintained to be just a scientific project, or to be just somebody's hobby somewhere.
Right. Do people put this station in the same category as the spy number stations? Does it fit into that category?
People tend to categorize it like that, but the question is that it's not actually a classic spy station or number station, like it's called, which is then used for communicating with agents on the field. It is not a classic one in a sense that it is actually a little weak for doing it, because it is transmitting with the 10 kilowatt power, what makes it, well, pretty, by shortwave standards, it makes it about 500 kilometer range. Mm-hmm. What means that it is, if it's for the intelligence work, then it's made for intelligence work inside Russia, which is pretty senseless. So in other words,
it's for intelligence agents that never leave home.
Well, yes, exactly. So although it is categorized like that, it puts it clearly out of the normal number stations list. However, it transmits cryptic voice messages, what mm-hmm. means that it is certainly also meant for delivering some data to somebody at some point. But it's likely for the guys inland,
right,
rather than abroad.
You know, I quite recently I was reading some interesting stories that during their broadcast, it sounded as if they had a microphone in wherever they are that was open, because they said they can hear technicians talking, they can hear telephones ringing.
Well, it is much better than that, actually, because your interview comes at a very, very, very right moment about the station, because there's been a lot going on in a couple of past days. We all of a sudden discovered the last afternoon that the transmission had been stopped, and the station is totally silent, nothing, no carrier, no buzzing, anything. So what happened was that we were waiting for the signal, just chatting randomly with different guys, wondering about what could go on. And all of a sudden, at 1:20 at the night, local time, all of a sudden it started to play a little swan's dance from the Swan Lake.
After 1 o'clock in the morning, they started to play Swan Lake.
Yes, it actually seems that there is some serious maintenance going on at the station, because there are some random carrier bits happening and disappearing. But yesterday night, the guys were playing a test sequence that consisted of a little piece of Swan Lake, and then about 5, 6, 7 buzzes, and then a little bit silence, and then Swan Lake.
That's so funny. I could just imagine it. Like, one of the technicians is sitting there saying, "Oh, I have my iPod. I wonder what happens if, would this go on the air?"
Well, we were seriously wondering that if they've actually come to knowing that it's listened on the internet and it was dedicated to the listeners.
Now,
You guys have a sense of humor, then.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, you have a website, which is www.uvb-76.net. Just out of curiosity, I mean, because this station itself, has anybody ever asked Russian authorities what the position, do they know about this station, first of all, and do they have a position, or have they asked and they went, "No, we have no such station in Russia"?
Well, it's pretty hard to deny if to transmit at 10 kilowatts. Well, actually, it was the project that started when they first got off air at the beginning of June this year. And it was first just a funny thing to do, to put this on the internet and hooking it all up. And then it sort of started to grow, and at some point I put a disclaimer on the website that if somebody feels that their rights have been violated, please contact me, because it's obviously somebody's broadcast I'm relaying. At the same time, the nature of these shortwave stations are that they are open air, in a sense that if I'm transmitting something on a shortwave, it can be heard with good conditions at that half of the world or even further away. So whoever is transmitting it has clearly, since the first day of the transmissions, relying on the fact that it can be heard by whoever, whenever. So I don't think that station owners actually feel the slightest bit of worry that they have a fan club now on the internet that follows them. And I don't know, I think it has been a quite nice PR campaign for the station. So.
You know, it's rather funny, because about a year ago, I interviewed a guy in Australia. He monitors a lot of satellite transmissions, and he picked up in Australia and he discovered what channel the Chinese use to send their jamming signal to the various transmitter sites around China. It was in one of the audio subcarriers for one of the domestic channels, and he recorded it and he released it on CD, and he wrote a letter, an official letter, to the Chinese government saying, "I apologize, I hope this is not a infringe on any copyright or anything," hoping to hear back from them in some way, but he's never heard anything.
Well, under the circumstances, it's probably a good thing that he didn't hear back from them.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much for joining us. And just once again, the website is www.uvb-76.net. And for those that actually may want to try the frequency, it's 4.625 megahertz. But in case, you know, you're nowhere near a 10 kilowatt shortwave frequency, if you're listening right now to this show in Australia or North America, you can also check out their website because they have the Russian buzzer stream. Now, that is unusual, I have to say. It'll be like a spy number station saying, oh, yes, we're now on iTunes.
Yeah, at some point I will probably receive a request that maintaining the 10 kilowatt will lose a lot of electricity just for nothing. That could I perhaps relay the stream straight on and they will transmit it to me.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun, and I'm sure that the mystery will continue.
Yes, and the other thing what I'm sort of discovered during this project is that there are a lot of people who are actually interested about the shortwave listening, and it seems like a hobby which has been somewhere disappeared for a while, and now all of a sudden, because of the UVB 76, everybody have discovered that, wow, there's a shortwave and there's all strange, strange signals going on. So I think it's a good thing and good hobby for the people. And I've been meeting a lot of very, very nice people throughout this project. So I want to thank them, everybody, and then let's hope it comes back tonight and stays on for another 30 years like that.